Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Checking in on the Big Show. Star Phone today is one of our favorite comedians, one of the busiest comedians in the comedian business. He is Gabriel Iglesias. We call him Fluffy.
Good morning.
Good How morning. You doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. No traffic. I'm happy.
No traffic, huh? Well, somebody asked me the other day, you know that guy you have on all the time, Fluffy? Where'd he get that name? And I said, well, he told me that his mother gave it to him. Is that right?
Yeah, amongst other things. But yeah, that's that was the nickname for calling myself fat around her. And she didn't like fat. She goes, no, you're Fluffy. And I'm like, I'm not a cat, ma.
But it stuck, didn't it?
You know, it was one of those things where I didn't like the name at first. I really disliked it, but I only had about 15 minutes of material at the time. And the goal was, let me build up the first name. My last name is already famous. Let me work on the first name. And for some reason, at the end of the shows, people were like, good job, Fluffy. And I'm like, hey.
Okay.
Wait a minute. That stuck.
It's a hook.
It stuck. And now it's one of those things where I embraced it so hard that if you Google Fluff, I took over the word.
You didn't even mean to take it over, but you did.
I didn't mean to take it over, but that's an accomplishment in itself. To know that a person can take over a word.
That's pretty good. Mind.
Like, seriously, if you Google it right now, I'm the first thing that pops up.
You are. I just did that.
I beat bunnies, cats, squirrels, comforters, candy, you name it.
Now, Fluff, not many comedians get to headline shows at Madison Square Garden, but you're one of the first. You did it a few years ago, right?
Yeah, it was... When people ask me, when did you know you made it? I've always tried to stay humble. I've always tried to keep because once you say something, that's it. So I've always tried to maintain a certain level of being just, I'm still working, I'm still grinding. It's a little hard to be humble when you're at Madison Square Garden.
I'm looking at a list of your upcoming shows. It is unbelievable how many shows you do. Are you ever home?
You know what? I check my mail every now and then.
Right. It's so cool. Wow.
I love what I do.
Yeah.
I love what I do, and home is where the bus stops. I'll tell you right now, when people say, when did you know you made it? I said, April 17, 2015.
Wow.
That's when I made my way into Madison Square Garden. Now, I remember, we talked about this before, in the Fluffy movie, these doctors were saying you had 2 years to live if you kept eating the way you were eating. Now, about 2 years have passed, and you're still here. Now, were they wrong, or did you wise up?
Oh, no, they were wrong.
That's why you're talking to them, Scott.
They were wrong.
Very good, Fluff.
Those biscuits are delicious.
So screw it. They didn't know what they were talking about. All right. Fluff's got tickets on sale right now. He's going to be at the Beacon Theater Sunday night. You talk about a high-level snoot bucket place. You're going to be at the Brooklyn Academy of Music on Saturday night.
It's a beautiful theater. I'm taking a chance on performing there at 10 o'clock at night.
Are you doing any more TV things? Were you hooking up with Netflix?
Oh, yeah. Netflix bought themselves a Mexican. They really did. I got a show coming out next year called Mr. Iglesias for 10 episodes. Play a school teacher. In addition to that, I got 2 more comedy specials coming out.
Wow.
Very cool.
You're busy enough, right?
Oh, yeah. Netflix is keeping me hustling. I'm on the road in Tuscaloosa at the Chuckle Hut.
Yeah, the Chuckle Hut's waiting for you in Tuscaloosa, and you know you're home when the bus stops.
And I know I'm home when the bus stops.
We love you, Fluff. Come see us here at CBS FM.
Definitely. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.